Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. Welcome, Port City Patriots, to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. The engineer tonight is Philip the Mad Hatter Bush.
Hi there.
I'm very fortunate to have you here. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm always flattered that anyone would have anything to listen to me tonight, July 14, 2025. I have to first say thank you to Nazarene Full Gospel Church on the Beltline, where Pastor Wesley Davis is leading the flock. I could not be on the air without people like him, the support he offers me. He's a stand-up guy. I think the world of him. I have to give a shout-out to them. And then my brother, Jeff Schatzman. People help me because they believe in my message. They don't need me by any means. James Gordon, Eddie's Pawn Shop, Neudrolix, YRGC, Trip Pittman, they don't need me. They just believe in what we're doing. But I want to tell you something I do believe. I believe that Ash and Oak on Monroe Street has the best pizza in Mobile. This is not a paid advertisement. This is a pizza I ate, and it was delicious. It is the best in Mobile. Next door is the Monroe Pub and Bistro. Listen, you have to go there.
Crazy good, huh?
It is crazy good. This is the best pizza I've ever had, Mad Hatter. It is the best pizza I've had in Mobile. Go check them out. I want to give a shout-out to my friend, retired Army Major Desi King. He posted on his Facebook page a brother he lost on the Gulf War, killed in action on 9 July 2008, Sergeant First Class Stephen J. Chevalier. I don't know him, but if Des put it up, Des has been my man for 50 years. It means something to him. It means something to me. Happy birthday to my good friend, Charles Chuck D. Baxby's son, Jordan Taylor. I want to say thank you to Blue Water Graphics. They did my Mr. Mobile t-shirt you see me with, Mad Hatter. They did a heck of a job. I'm very grateful to them. Happy birthday to my good friend, Jason K. Martin. We've been on the force together about 20 years. He turned 47. And happy anniversary to my former boss, Kendall, and his wife, Heather Sterry. They've been married 27 years. And another 27-year and 28-year anniversary is Jake and Tina Marcus. I went to school with Jake Marcus, Baker High School. We all graduated together. And he married his high school sweetheart, and they've been married 28 years. A funny story here about Jake, I watched the NCAA basketball tournament for 1989 with him at his house, and his mother made stuffed grape leaves. And I never had them before, but at 18 years old, ketchup makes everything taste better. Jacob, you're probably not listening, but if you do, someone calls you and tells you that I'll always remember that game at your parents' house. Also, happy anniversary to Adrienne Dees. She's married to Kenneth Dees, who grew up in Hillsdale with us. I think he's Bro Young's age. So happy birthday to her. I want to say real quick that when I talk about Baker and Hillsdale, it comes from a very fun heart. I graduated in 1990. We figured everything out then. The class of 90 at Baker, we were hanging out with each other. The basketball team made the playoffs for the first time in 40 years. The baseball team won state championship. The softball team won, I think that was their second state championship. The football team went into the playoffs. And Scott High Q was killing it. The teachers were supportive. Miss Gowdy has always been an influence. Miss Mullen, Coach Bumpers, Coach Lang, rest in peace, Coach Lang. But we figured things out in the 90s. The 90s, we overcame all the social ills and issues that our parents came through. And we realized that through communication hanging out in keg stands that we weren't that different. We all liked hip hop, and we all liked rock and roll, and we all liked hanging out. I remember Keith Bumpers and a couple of Bo Brantley and a couple other guys we ran into them. My dad was out of town, and we had a pool at the time. And, man, we came over and had a good time. It must have been about eight of us just hanging out, diving in the pool. You know, you remember when your dad went out of town. Mad Hatter in it. But no comment.
It was mad time.
I'm telling you. But we figured it out in 1990. We really solved all the issues, the social issues. We still had financial issues, but hell, when everybody's broke, nobody's broke, right?
That's it.
Keep praying for Dad. He's on the road to recovery. He's much better than he was, but he's 90 years old. He still has a long way to go.
Street Jesus checking in.
Street Jesus checking in. Hey, listen, when you guys go to Newdrolics, go ask for Street Jesus. I'm telling you, because after we did our walk Saturday, a phenomenal turnout, Mad Hatter. We walked around Brookview Park. We did not encounter very many people,
yeah,
but those we encountered needed to hear our message. And we had about 16 men show up, new faces, but all there together for a single purpose of trying to spread positive words to encourage. Now, like I said, we did not encounter very many people. It was hot. It was forever more hot. It was hotter than Lizzo's thighs in a Ford Pinto with the windows rolled up and no AC. It was that hot. But we got out. We walked. I thanked the brothers. So we were all happy when we got back because we knew what we had to do, and we did it. So we did get to speak to a few people and set up. Street Jesus brought his boy Deuce with him. And Street Jesus and I had to rehydrate after that. You dig what I'm saying? We had to go and talk it over. He's been my friend now for 30 years, and I think the world of him.
Yep, and Maximus, he digs it too. He's live.
Well, I know who Maximus is, like, brother. You're still one of my favorites. You know, I have a lot of history with a lot of guys, and that's why I like dropping my friends' names, because it's not just me, Mad Hatter. I'm not the only one. I'm not the smartest one. It's just that I have the gift of conversation. I have the radio show. And, okay, Bro Young, Kenny Deez is along with Brother Kent. You don't have to use 3 exclamation points. I get it. But it's not just me. There are plenty of people who back me up and believe in me. And I'm grateful for them. That's why I have to give shout-outs, happy birthdays and happy anniversaries to everyone. Just to remind them that I'm only the person that has the gift of communication. There are plenty of people behind me that support me, and I want everyone to know that. I'm proud to have them as friends and family. I wish I could remember everyone's name. But, you know, I just got the signal that we're 2 minutes away from our first break. I know I took up the entire first segment with shout-outs and saying happy and anniversaries, but it's very important to me. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, our topic tonight is what is truth, and it's coming out of John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And truth is defined as the body of real things, events, and facts, a judgment, proposition, or idea that is true or accepted as true, the body of true statements and propositions. The definition of lie is to make an untrue statement with intent to deceive, to create a false or misleading impression, or an assertion of something known or believed by the speaker or writer to be untrue. Port City Patriots, we've reached a point in our society that there's so much untruth, lies, fabrications, alternative facts, that we have now muddied the water between good and evil, right and wrong, true and false. So we're going to talk about why that occurred and how we correct it. We're 1 minute away from the break. I know you're going to hear these commercials, but I have to say thank you to Newdrolics. They don't have to do it. Bob, Darlene, Wade Davis, Street Jesus is there. They don't have to. Trip Pittman just believes in it. GRYC, Eddie's Pawn Shop, and James Gordon. I have to close out this first segment with telling them thank you, because they don't know, they don't have to do it. And I want to tell you, I thought I would be filthy rich being on the air. I'm serious, dude. I thought I'd be driving a Bentley by now. Wouldn't be upside down in my truck. And it's not that easy.
Private pilot.
Oh, good grief. A chauffeur. I thought I'd have all those things. But it isn't that. But it's a labor of love. James Gordon laughed me out of his shop last week. He's like, John, you don't do this for money. You do it for service. You're serving the community. You know, and I said, well, a check would help. You know, he laughed at me, but we're here to serve the community and do what we can. So coming up on the break, we'll be right back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. Our topic tonight is what is truth? We'll be back in about 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Thanks. All right, guys, we're back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm Mr. Mobile, and I'm here with the Mad Hatter himself in person. I want to say thank you to Eddie Wholesale Pawn Jewelry and Pawn at 266 I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653, which is gold. I tell you, Ed, Sandra Braxton, JJ Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly are there to help you. They sell televisions. They sell for your bathroom, bedroom, boudoir. They have jewelry, they have firearms, you name it, they got it, power tools. Go there, tell them Mr. Mobile sent you, and Braxton will let you rub his beard, and you can give JJ a hug. Youth Reach Gulf Coast is a Christian-centered residential home for young men between ages of 18 and 22. Located in Summerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus, they offer a year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost. At YRGC, young men and families and staff live together, work together, enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to know hope, be restored, and to belong. It is a voluntary commitment, but YRGC can work with the court system to help the young men resolve their court cases. Throughout the year, the men receive biblical teaching and counseling, valuable life skills, and tools for healthy habit and character building. Visit their website at yrgc.org. That's another sponsor, my good friend Craig Jennings. Again, does not have to. They have established patronage, but he believes in us so much in me and respects me so much and the show so much that he had to help. So let's get into it. What is truth? I just gave the definitions before we left of truth and lie. But what has happened is we've been inundated so much that we have decided to choose what truth to believe when there is only one truth. There's only one honesty. There are not divisions of it. And what we've done now is because it depends who tells us the truth, Mad Hatter. It depends who tells us a lie. If I like the person that lied to me, it's no big deal. But if I dislike the person that lied to me, they're the worst person in the world. I'll select the truth I hear and believe. And that's why we can't get along. There's no baseline of truth any longer. It is not just a feeling anymore. It is not just a thought. It is now who says it. And telling people the truth like killing is wrong or telling people the truth that stealing is wrong. When we begin making excuses for it, that's where the issues occur because we set a second standard. And in a civilized society, there are basic things that we have to agree on, you know, not just don't ever spit into the wind or pull Superman's cape. We have to not tolerate certain behavior. And you see it all the time in media. And they're going to do what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to propagandize us, right? But we're supposed to be smart enough to see it coming. Just because your favorite station, whether it's not 106.5, we're always going to shoot it straight to you. But but your favorite news program or your favorite magazine, they question everything they tell you. Seek a second source. Don't just stick with what you've heard once or watch that all the time, because all media is biased. It just depends on whether you agree with the bias.
Check your bias.
And that's what we're dealing with now. And folks are refusing to do it. And that's why we are at each other's throats. We don't see it as clear as good and evil. We add names to it and terminologies to it. I see it as either right or wrong. If it's wrong for this president to lie, it is wrong for the next president to lie. And I don't make any distinctions between the person. I make a distinction between their statements. I was talking to my brother on the way here, a football analogy, that, you know, it's holding, why do they hate us? When it's your team, but that's being held, but when your team is holding, it's no big deal. You know, you overlook it. Well, you know, you make an excuse. Well, they did it to us. No, just say it's holding. We can still watch the game. We don't have to, excuse me, fall out over something that we know occurs, especially when we're arguing over people and events that we don't know. We're arguing over a lie someone else told because I like that person. Why do we do that? Why do we deflect? Well, they did it, so why can't I? Well, it's still wrong. You know, it's, well, you didn't say anything when they did. I did. You just didn't hear it because I'm criticizing someone you dislike. It's insane how we've gotten to this point where we don't even want to just look at basic things as unsavory or uncivilized or just evil. Another thing people do is deny. Oh, he didn't say that. He didn't do that. She didn't say that and she didn't do that. Yes, she did. You just don't want to believe it. You know, and that's hurting us communicating with each other, us socializing with each other, because our baseline depends on who does it. You say you hate lying. You say you hate people lying and cheating to you. But it just depends who does it, because you have a different reaction to different people. And then some people just get so used to the lies that they accept it, Mad Hatter. They know this person is lying to them. They know this politician or this media personality is lying to them. And they just accept it. They just go along with it. They don't say anything about it anymore. If you bring it up to them, they're like, but just say it. Just say they lied. Just say they were wrong. Raise your hand and said, I believed in him and he mistreated me and took me for granted. You know, it's something we have to reach now to get back to civility in our communications with each other, especially when it deals with politics. You know, we have a big mayoral campaign coming up. I've said before, I will never endorse anyone, but I'll just ask you to look at the fruit each candidate bears. Is it good fruit or bad fruit? Not based on them, whether or not you like them, but just a tree by the fruit it bears. That's all it could ever come down to. And that's what it should come down to. Don't vote against your own self-interest because of a party affiliation or because your dad grew up with this guy or that guy. Vote for what is in your best interest. Vote for what is going to better serve you and your family. And that's the only reason you should vote. That's it. You should not follow anything else. And if someone, you find someone says something that isn't true, then hold them to that. Say, no, you lied to me about this. You didn't tell me you were doing that, or you said you were going to and didn't. But again, we're back to whoever, it depends who tells us these things, to whether or not we go along with it, acceptance is the next thing. You accept it. It's no big deal because this is a person I like. I don't care if my football team, baseball team, basketball team got caught cheating. I like them. But the other team cheated and you had a fit. Well, that's different. Huh. You know, now the biggest thing is, can women play sports, men play sports in women's athletics? We all know that's wrong. We all know men and women are built differently. When you're born a boy, you stay a boy. Yeah. When you're born a girl, you stay a girl. That's universal. Yeah. And anyone that says differently is in denial of truth. They've accepted this lie for whatever reason. I believe most people are getting paid to promote it. I have a doctor friend that said he was offered several tens of thousands of dollars to promote the whole chilled 5-year-olds can say that they want to change their gender. And we all know that they can't. But the moment we allowed the lie to be told, we didn't push back hard enough. It took root, and now we're fighting every day against that. I'll say that on the air because that's what I believe, and I know it's true. We know it's true, Port City Patriots, but we have to start standing and being just as loud as everyone else when we're lied to, when we're taken advantage of. The people we trust, whether it's a jackleg preacher or if there's an auto mechanic that's ripping people off, we need to tell the truth about it. We can't continue backing up and cannot continue pretending that there isn't a difference between good and evil. It is not subjective to who is committing a good or evil act. We should say it's evil. If killing children are wrong in the womb, it's wrong killing children after they're out of the womb, right? You shouldn't have a double standard on killing children. If it is wrong to harm a child, it's always wrong to harm a child, regardless of what excuses someone gives you, regardless of the reasons that they state. That should be universal that we don't allow that. But we find ourselves now in this day and time that we make excuses for everything because you cannot love God and man. You cannot have two masters. You can only have one. And since God is a spirit and must be worshiped in spirit and in truth, that's in all the things, Port City Patriots. And even if you don't believe as I do, you still know lying is wrong. you still don't want to be lied to or misled. No one does. So this is something that we can identify as universally right. The Mad Hatter just gave me the single finger. Indicating we're coming up to our 1 minute break. I left something out.
Index finger.
You know, it's hard for me to find suits. I wear 54 long.
Yes.
And it's really hard. But I went to this place on Imogene Street called the Antique Emporium, and I found two suits that fit. One does, and I'm selling it to my brother. But for me to find a suit that fit at Antique Emporium, my buddy Bill Appling owns that place. I got the suit for $25. Check them out. If you wear 54 long, they got, and this is an antique store that actually hands antiques. So this is not a paid advertisement, but I bought a Hart Schaffner Mark suit and a Polo by Ralph Lauren suit and a Levi's leisure suit. I can't wait. That's going to be my Mr. Mobile suit when I begin making appearances. I can't wait for you guys to see that. We're coming up on break. Stick around. We'll be back for our third segment. You're on tonight with Mr. Mobile, featuring Mr. Mobile, sponsored by NewDrawlix. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Port City Patriots, to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile here with the Mad Hatter. We're talking about what is truth and what is a lie and how we've become so willing to accept it because we like someone or agree with them. And it reaches a point, Mad Hatter, that we have, it's easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people have sold their souls, per se, on any idea that they can't admit they've been had. It's hard for them to
say, pride,
I can't admit it. That's not true. Whether it's my son is not a crackhead or my daughter's not a or my son is not a thief. He wasn't robbing the store. We feed ourselves these lies, and then it becomes so difficult for us to accept it. Because we're fear of admitting we were wrong. We're so afraid of being embarrassed and so afraid of being ashamed that someone took advantage of us. But that's part of the healing, is to say, we won't get fooled again. You won't get me again. You lied to me. The fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And we have to get back to this basic forgiving and forgetting. Hey, once I admit I was wrong, we talk it out and we put an end to it. But so many people are afraid of it because they'll be held against them, thrown up in their face. They'll be called names and ridiculed and mocked. But we have to get past that if we want to get back to unity. And that's what leaders do. Leaders admit fault. Leaders take responsibility even when it wasn't theirs, because ultimately it's my decision. If you're a subordinate of mine, ultimately it is my responsibility for your actions. And we have to get back to that expectation of strong leadership and strong people standing up front, saying what needs to be said and saying it without fear of reprisal, because I am more afraid of coming on air and saying things that I know are false, because the effect it has on the three or four people who actually listen to me might lead them to do something as bad or worse. So we have to be responsible with what we say, what we repeat, and what we hear. Don't be afraid. Once upon a time, men questioned each other. We weren't afraid of saying, well, that doesn't make any sense, or that's not a very good idea. And that's what we have to get back to, because if we don't and we continue this, then we will become some type of autocratic, dystopian, 1984 idiocracy society. Because constantly we are bombarded with untruth, but we don't challenge it anymore. We don't challenge it as loudly as we used to, unless it's someone you don't like. You know, you have to choose a side. Choose ye this day whom you serve. You have to choose whether or not it will be truth or lies, and nothing in between. There's some shades of gray, like big women wearing spandex. You know, the bigger the back, the longer the butt crack. But everybody has their own taste, right? That's just not my thing. You know, I can't afford the power bill. But I don't knock anybody else for doing it. That's a matter of taste. That isn't a principle, right? You know, the principle is if a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man, that's a principle. Now, if that's your taste, so be it. But don't try to make it my principle. Don't try to change my principle. And that's what we have now is people aren't willing to agree to disagree or get along. And we won't talk about these things. They want to talk about everything and make you agree with them.
Yeah.
Well, poor city patriots, we have to make up our minds that when it's wrong, we're going to stand on wrong and say it. You choose your battles, of course. There is not everything. You don't have to be a John Young walking down the street with a sign saying, black men, stop killing black women. But you have a right to tell the truth about what is occurring. And we just aren't doing that enough. In my opinion, we aren't doing it enough or loudly enough. We pick and choose based on who does it and who says it. Do we have anything on the text line or a phone line, 251-343-0106?
Nothing else yet.
No? Nothing yet. Well, I'll be doggone. Excuse me. Man, Mobile's the only place that you can have year-round sinus problems.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, morning, noon, or night, the two seasons we have, summer and summerer.
Yes.
That's why I'm coughing, poor city, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to clear it up with my water, but it isn't working. But I'm interested in whatever you guys have to say, what your thoughts and opinions are on the truth and how we've gotten into this point. And it really does come down to a willingness to tell truth, even in the face of power, standing on truth, having integrity. that means that you're willing to face anyone and stand for what's right. And we just have to get back to that. We need to teach our kids that. I know when we went when we walked Saturday and we came upon a group of young men, and I'm terrible at breaking the ice, and Drew went up and broke the ice, and we had some other brothers there that pitched in with them, and every man was giving these young men advice on being truthful and honest. What do you need and what do you want? What do you want to see more of? Then we listened to them, and then we exchanged our information. Well, what do you think about family? What do you think about tutoring? You know, they were saying the kids need activities and, you know, the send a MARC unit through here sometimes. And but what are great, but what's going to help you? You know, what are your work plans, your future plans? What are you trying to do? We let them speak first and listen, and then we responded to them. But we responded in kindness and love, but with truth. You've said everything that someone else can do to improve your circumstances. What can you do to improve your circumstances? Now we as older men can then give them the truth, family, education, employment, and discipline. Now we can tell them one day you're going to have to cut your hair if you want a honest living and career. Not you, Mad Hatter. You got it going on. But if you're having
I'm overdue.
We just need to get you one of those hats, you know, and put a card in it, 8.5.
Yes.
But it does no good to go out into the mission field and talk and have conversations with people and not tell them the truth. I can't continue saying, keep living your life the way you are if we know it's wrong. We have to say that change has to be made, and that's part of telling the truth. If it's self-destructive, let's say it's self-destructive. Even in kindness or in a gentle, loving way, we have to say it's self-destructive.
I mean, you're still living peacefully and peaceably towards others as best as you are able, towards everyone.
Right. And that's what we have to tell when, you know, when there are shootings and drug dealings and in an area. We aren't doing anyone any favors by just running in a popsicle truck or fish fry or bro, young Shirley Caesar. We're not doing anyone any favor by painting over a cavity, you know, brushing a cavity or painting over mold and rot. No, you're not doing any good. Let's say you do put up a youth league kickball tournament in the park. Will that make that kid get a job? Will that make that kid graduate high school? Our thing is putting emphasis on family, not having children before you're married and can afford them, education, at least graduating high school, employment, finding a job that will support your career, and discipline, the discipline and willingness to do that every day for the rest of your life. The age for men to stop being childish is 25, unless he gets married before that, or has a child before that, or gains a career before that. Those are the four criteria when a man needs to stop acting like a boy. That is the truth. You cannot continue on at the age of 45 acting like you were 25. Yeah, you can afford it now, but should you really still be at a nightclub, or should you still dress like a child? No, the truth is that we have to grow up to set a standard for everyone else. We have to show these kids. That's why we asked all the men that came Saturday to wear collared shirts. And everyone did. Everyone wore a collared shirt. We want these kids. Yeah, you're wearing one now, Matt Hatter. You're very professional. I'm wearing a T-shirt right now. But we want
to be. I wear T-shirts, too, right here in the studio.
Right. Well, that's the best thing is radio. They can't see you. Excuse me. But we wanted them to see what getting old looks like. And some of these guys were suffering, man. We walked out. We had to get back. And bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. You know, I'm in decent shape, but some of these brothers were struggling. We started out in a gaggle, really grouped together. And on the trip back, man, we were a long, sad line of old dudes. We stretched out about 20 yards, you know. But we came out. We accomplished our mission. And some of these guys didn't live in Mobile. Some of these guys cared so much about what we're trying to do that they had to come and participate. Some of them that lived in Mobile didn't live in this area. You know, I didn't live in that area. I don't live in that area. Drew doesn't live in that area. But they care so much about what we're saying that they had to come and participate. And that's all we want. We're down to the 1 minute. I forgot to say goodnight to Cairo, Tatum, and Ariel. Good night to you kids. It's been time to go to bed, but I missed that earlier. Also want to say happy birthday to Leanne, Ryan, today, and Danny Lowe. Happy birthday to you also. We're coming up on our final break. I hope you guys enjoy Run DMC as much as I do. We fixed things in 1990 when Run DMC was hot. And I was in a rap band myself in 1990.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My stage name was Slaying J. Yeah, yeah. It was the King Gut Busters, me and Dez and Sean. Sean was D Sharp. I can't remember. Yes. Dez's was Bud. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. But every kid then was trying to do rock and roll or hip hop or something. But I outgrew it.
I was E flat diminished ninth online.
See? I told you. Everyone did, guys. I told you. We'll be right back, Fort City Patriots. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Back, Fort City Patriots, for my final 10 minutes on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm Mr. Mobile.
Yes.
We spent the entire show talking about what is truth, defining truth, defining a lie, and then I hope you've all have heard the encouragement in my words and my tone that we have to stand for what is true, even if it's uncomfortable. I said something several years ago while I was on duty. I have to be careful now saying things out of uniform might get me out of uniform. But what I said was controversial only because I said it. It wasn't a lie. It was the truth. There is a subculture of gun violence involving young black men in Mobile. And I took that stand because at the time of the murders of a 14-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy over the Memorial Day weekend. And I hear so often people saying, yeah, you know, if I said that, this would have happened to me. But we shouldn't be afraid of ever speaking the truth. And
we got Jason says, real truth took a hit when we were all told to respect others' opinions, even when we know it's either wrong or immoral. Enjoying the show. Oh, and Maximus says, I've found that some insecure leaders don't want to hear the truth.
And that's their problem, Maximus. And Jason, you're absolutely right. We shouldn't compromise on that. And that's where we should be now. All of us should be fed up with being lied to. And we need people that will not lie to us. We need people that will stand for truth and speak it regardless of the consequences. Because in the past 12 years when I started advocating against violence, I think it started with a black woman that was killed on Michigan Avenue. I cannot remember her name, forgive me. And until 3 years ago, since then, I've been called several names. But I've never been called a liar, Mad Hatter. No one has ever said to me, what you're saying is false. Hmm. And those who have said it could not offer any proof, not directly to me, but I've seen conversations that could not ever offer proof. Emotional argument is not an argument. Hmm. Anyone can argue about how you feel, but facts don't care about your feelings. Yeah. And that's something that happened in school is we replaced the hard truth of preparing children for life with, I don't want your feelings hurt. And we're not doing them any favors, right? We're not doing kids any favors by sparing them a taste of hardship and reality. The truth is you came in second place. You don't get a trophy. The truth is you didn't make the team. We're not going to let you on the team. We don't do people any favors. Excuse me. Goodness, we don't do people any favors by sparing them the truth. Because eventually life will punch them in the mouth. Mm. And things won't be as they were told.
Yeah.
It won't be as easy as you were told. It won't be as simple or as you were told. And this should be, and we showed everyone accountable. Parents, teachers, doctors, lawyers, politicians, you know, the only people that are held accountable all the time are police officers. And that might be a little biased for one reason or another, but the police officers nationwide are the only organization that must always explain their actions. Mm. No one else is held to that degree of scrutiny as the police department. And that's why we have to have strong leaders who are going to stand on truth when it's time to not back up. We as police officers have to be willing to stand on truth and not back up when it's the time. Everyone should be willing to, and the public has to stop. One other thing that's hurt us in the truth is everybody's looking for a lawsuit payout. Mm. Everybody wants to get a check out of something.
Yes.
Even when it's they have to fabricate it or go along with the lie, some slick-haired, tie-tongue, short-skinned suit, pressed hair, smooth-talking lawyer flies in from New Jersey, convinces the family if they make enough noise loud enough, you'll get a check just to go away. And then that guy will get his 60% of the check and leave the 19 family members fighting over the 40%.
Yeah.
But that's something else that's convinced people to ignore the truth, is that there's a chance they could get something out of it. Well, we can't back up anymore. We must stop paying for untruthfulness, because whatever you subsidize, you will get more of. Every time a check is written to someone or for someone lying, that only encourages the next person to lie. Mm. GoFundMe. Then every time someone lies and sets up a GoFundMe account and gets quadruple the amount they ask for, that just encourages the next person. And we as a society must say, no, your son or daughter's a dirtbag. They weren't the victim. We're not giving you anything. But there's another part of that, in that we've been so intimidated. Our governments, our politicians have been so intimidated or just flat out bought off. Lobbyists don't lobby for no reason, right? So they've been bought off, so they aren't even willing to stand for truth. But that's the person I will follow. I'll follow Maximus to battle. Mob Dog, Jason, even Street Jesus. Because when we decide we're going to battle, we are going shoulder to shoulder. And at that moment, we are content with if I don't come back. And Port City Patriots, that's what we must start doing now. We must demand truth from everyone, not just from the people we dislike. And we should not accept lies from people we like. Sometimes the best love is telling somebody they're wrong. Do it in gentleness and kindness. Do it for correction. But you don't do your homeboy any favor by going along with his foolishness. You have to tell him, dude, you're wrong. And say it from a place that corrects his behavior, that he doesn't engage in it or indulge in it, and which creates more problems. It is better to accept a hard truth than a soft lie. You know, if my breath stinks, maybe you shouldn't compare it to Godzilla eating hot garbage. But slip me a mint or something. if my zipper is down, say, hey, JY, your mule's about to get out the barn, or whatever it is. Come up with something. But let's not allow each other. If your buddy got one of those Bion slap-on toupees, tell him that doesn't look right. It just doesn't look right. But let's just get back to that Mad Hatter, right? Let's just get back to the society we had where men are men, and we loved it, and the gals were sure glad of it.
Yes.
So I've gotten the two fingers. Was it two fingers? Mm-hmm. I got two fingers.
Yes.
Here's
victory. Victory.
Victory.
Man.
V for victory. Yes, the show is almost over. Thank goodness. If you're at a bar and someone makes a corny joke to you, they should have to buy you a drink. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm also known as Captain Cornflake.
No, not you. I was sure that you're the life of the party. Goodness, I thought
friend just picking on me.
Oh, I thought you walk into your room with your own theme music, like Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, you know,
it's just really corny theme music.
Dragnet or something. Oh goodness, no.
Yakety sax.
Oh no, not you. Man, I have no hope. I have no hope. There's no hope for me. If you're corny, there's no hope. But poor City Patriots, we're about to close out the show. I'm always flattered that anyone tunes in and listens to me. I'm always grateful to my sponsors, to anybody that supports the show. But go forth, and from this moment forward, let's all start saying, let's stand on truth more. Let's stand up for truth. Let's tell the truth. Let's expect the truth, and we won't accept anything else. Don't choose a side. It doesn't matter who lies. If someone tells the truth that you don't like, say they told the truth. We have to get back to that, because if we continue this, we will become idiocracy. There will be no real truth. It will be alternative and yeah, but now and this day on Tuesday. You know, we have to just get back to a simple standard of good and evil. God bless Mobile. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm still on the air after 8 weeks, so we'll see if I'll make it to next Monday. Has the FCC called Mad Hatter?
Not yet.
Not yet. Thank goodness.
We're still waiting on that call.
And here's something again. Lizzo, put some clothes on. Thank you guys. We'll see you.